It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Happy Usher Tickets Day. Good morning, everybody.
Wepa!
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. And today, finally, the first day, we've got tickets for you to see Usher coming up at 7:45. We made the big announcement yesterday on the show at 9 a.m.,
yep,
and today
right.
And tomorrow and Friday, every day this week, Usher tickets at 7:45 because he's coming to Chicago and he's doing the halftime show this weekend. Hello.
Hello. You are welcome.
How perfect is the timing that we're giving away Usher tickets when he's going to be doing the game this weekend?
What you meant is how perfect are we
seriously
to be giving you tickets?
You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. Uh-huh. So I wanted to talk to you, DZ, about something I witnessed in the office yesterday with our coworker, John. I'll just throw him under the bus because he doesn't care. John, who works behind the scenes, came into the studio and showed us that he is going on a cruise. He's a big cruise guy. This is all he does when he goes on vacations. He's the guy that is always on cruises, right?
I'm jealous. I know.
Yep. I'm jealous, too. So he came in and he's got all this stuff. And he's like, oh, I almost forgot my boarding passes. And I look down, I go, did you just print a boarding pass in 2024, dog? And he was like, yeah, you have to for a cruise. And I go, oh, you do? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, I haven't been on a cruise in years, so I'll believe you. And he goes, yeah, you still, cruise is one of the only things you still have to print a boarding pass for where they want it in your hand.
Really,
and I'm like,
though?
Okay, because every time I fly now, it's all on my phone, whether I'm in, I'm always in the app. Like I flew Delta to New York. So when they actually called me up and printed out a pass for me because they wanted to change my seat,
uh-huh,
I went up and I went, wait, like I have to use a
what's
reel.
This?
They handed me a piece of paper.
And I don't need a receipt. No, thank you.
No. And I looked at the gate agent and all I'm thinking is, I'm going to lose this. Like, how did I ever keep a boarding pass before? You know, now it's just on my phone. But what happened was I tuck it into a book or something because I don't want it to
the
get.
The passport,
and then
whatever,
I can't
the laptop.
Find it. And I'm like, why are we still printing these things? So, print or digital? Because DZ, I feel like the old soul in you is going to be printing everything. Am I wrong or am I right? I don't know.
Ding, 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 ding.
You
are not wrong. Listen,
you would.
Taking it to the example of the airport, right?
Yeah.
I will literally have my boarding pass from when I checked in the night before. And when I get to the airport, I'm still walking my happy behind to that kiosk to go, boop, print me my ticket.
Stop. You do?
I'm a tangible guy, dog, no matter what. And there's something nostalgic to me about keeping ticket stubs. For example, like you just said, most places are all digital.
Yeah.
Even you go to Pfizer Forum for a show.
My Bucks app. I use the Bucks
app. It's the app.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the app, and everything is like that nowadays, right?
Yep.
I kind of hate that. When I go to a show, if I'm at the rave, I want a printed physical hard copy ticket because I like to keep those.
I know, but you got to evolve. We're going digital, man. That's just this like
don't
my. You sound like my dad. My dad's like, I don't know. This is we did this with the iPhone. He didn't want the iPhone. We did this when we had to switch to cards and not cash. He didn't want that. Tap to pay. Forget it. Never gonna happen. Never gonna
happen.
You're
right though. I'm an old soul to that degree.
Soul, and you,
I
want
like
that.
The tangible.
Do you
I
know,
want it printed.
I gotta tell you something. I get wanting to save tickets and all that, but think about this. All my tickets over the years, if I go pull them out, they're all like, they're not scrapbooked away because I didn't do that. So they're just like disintegrating. Mm. Whereas if I get on in my wallet on my phone, I can see every ticket, every concert.
You've
like I still,
used.
I have Dua Lipa still in my phone, those tickets in my
really?
Wallet. I have Bucks tickets. Yeah, because every ticket I had, if I don't delete it out of my wallet on my phone, how I tap to pay, they're all in there. They're all,
you
I don't.
Know, you know what I just thought about you saying that? It is kind of cool because then when somebody asks you, oh, what shows have you gone to this year or last year, whatever, you could literally bust your phone out and go, oh, I went to this. I went to Dua Lipa. I saw a Pink in concert.
Yeah,
yada, yada.
View 39 expired passes. So when I click on that in my wallet, I can see, oh, I went to the Bucks game on December 11th. I can see I went to the movies. I saw my Marcus movie theaters tickets in here. Yep, I can see it all. I can see when we went to Disney on Ice. DZ, I got it all logged in my phone now along with the tickets. So I'm just saying, it's kind of cool. But
I'm over here rifling through 39 printed tickets going, well, I also went and I saw J. Cole. And
oh, it's so true. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next. We want to know, are you digital or are you print? Because there's a couple of regulars who I already know are going to call in and say, print like you, Ryan
Facts.
And Kelvin.
Facts. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we're going to take your calls next. We'll talk to you. Kiss FM. Get that thing out of my face. Get that thing out of my face. DZ just...
Acknowledge it.
No, fine. 14C. That was his seat, everybody, if you wanted to know. DZ just pulled out every boarding pass he ever had because he saved him because he's weird.
Yep. I got my one from Tampa to Atlanta. I got my one from Atlanta to Chicago. I got my one from Chicago to Milwaukee. And I got everyone in between, too, baby.
It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM talking about, are you digital or are you a printer? Because I said, I am digital all day. Don't make me print anything. In fact, when they printed me a pass at the airport, I went, what is this?
You look disgusted.
I was like, how am I going to keep this thing in one piece? Give me a break.
Alex said, ew, paper.
Ew. And as soon as I got on the flight, I crumpled it up and threw it away, dude. I did the opposite of what you did.
Folded it up and kept it safe for years.
Did you not? What is up with that? All right, let's just get into it and start with the phones. Who we got here? Oh, you know who I want to bring up first? Renee, good morning in Cedarburg.
Hi.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm fabulous. How are you? The sun is coming out. I get to take pictures today. My life is grand.
Woo!
Epa.
All
love
right.
That.
Good stuff. We love sun around here. Renee, I don't see it yet, but I believe you. Renee, tell us, are you digital or print?
When I'm traveling, I am print all the way with DZ because if something happens to my phone,
oh, come on.
I got nothing.
Well, what happens to the pass in your hand? What if something happens to that?
You can always reprint. You can't always re-grab the phone.
You guys are tripping.
And the reason I say that for travel is because one year I was traveling, and I went through, one of the check-ins or something, and it completely like, wrecked my phone. And I had, like, I'm glad I printed everything because I had to reboot my phone and I had nothing.
Oh, you got traumatized. Ooh. She had one bad experience. Now she never wants to do digital ever again.
That's all it takes, baby.
But when I'm local and I'm going to a concert, I'm something like that, and I'm local and I'm good, I'll totally do digital. Mm-hmm. I just, when it comes to travel, I need that backup plan. Even though I have it on my phone after that one experience and I lost, I don't want to say lost everything, but nothing worked.
It's the backup, though, and it's specific to travel.
Right. So next time you travel, Renee, I'm going to make sure you have a boarding pass printed, and I'm also going to re-download. Did they still have MapQuest? I'm going to re-download MapQuest, and I'm going to print out your directions as well once you get there, just in case.
You know why? I'm going to Miami the end of March, and I will have those physical boarding passes on me.
I believe
just
you.
Because...
We'll check back in then. We'll check back
yes,
in we March.
Will. Prove it. We'll talk to you then.
I will take a picture. Bring on Miami.
Renee. We'll talk to you later. To you. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Teddy's in Muskego. Teddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know which way you're going to go. Do you print or are you digital? Because you're
so
young,
sadly.
But you're a welder, which means you got a little bit of that old soul job
that
in you.
Old soul, yep.
Yeah, right. Sadly, I have to use digital. I don't travel much, but I want to do paper because when I think about that, it's like, you know, when I have kids, when I'm older, I don't want to show them, you know, photos on my phone. I want a photo album. I want the paper.
Yeah.
I like the paper.
Oh,
yeah, my guy. Yes, sir. I love that. He is an old soul for real, man.
Yeah,
he wants a
he
photo
is.
Album, an actual album,
We're
y'all.
We're going to enter you in a scrapbook course. You're going to love it, Teddy.
Well,
you
that's
really will,
why I carry around disposable cameras all the time. It's fun.
My man. You know how hard those are to get printed nowadays?
That's what
Most places don't even do.
Teddy says, I'm carrying them for memories. What kind of memories?
Well,
sounds a little, there could be something real shady going on here with these disposable cameras. He doesn't want to trace anywhere, does
he?
He
did say he had a good story for us.
He said
I'm
he
wondering.
Likes photo albums and pictures he takes when no one's looking. I'm just saying.
Wait a second, Teddy.
But I would say paper. I'd say paper.
I'm surprised by what you said, but we'll allow it. I guess you can have your opinion on Allie and DZ.
We'll allow something. This man can't call 5 days in a row for nothing.
No. But we love you, Teddy. We got to talk our talk, bro.
Later, bro.
See ya.
Bye. All right. She's up next. Let's pull up her theme song. She did call 5 days in a row, and she is good to go. Lori is in Cedarburg.
Have my Gucci on.
Morning.
Hey, Lori.
Lori, I feel like everyone should have been on the digital train already. I mean, all we do is teach you how to use the Odyssey app over and over on this radio station. At what point are we going digital? Does anyone go digital like me out there? Anyone?
I'm going to find a way somebody can print the script of our show so they can read along.
You know what? We're going to start doing transcripts of the show. Forget the Odyssey, the podcast. Who needs that? And you know what?
Read the transcript.
As a transcript, it'd probably look even worse. It'd probably be even worse. 100%. Be like, then Allie said something really offensive, but you didn't hear it out loud, so now you don't know what to think.
And then DZ doubled back on the offensiveness.
Lori, are you digital or print? What are you doing?
I am team digital.
Hallelujah. Finally, I found my people.
You got one.
You're digital. So is the rest of the world for the most part, but...
Well, it's so much easier because, as you said, you can look at your phone and scroll through, but it's just for DZ. You go digital, you can screenshot it, print it out, and put it in a scrapbook.
Oh, come on!
If you really want to remember them that badly, me, I'm like, okay, what's that? That was fun.
It's actually not bad advice. Because then you have your little paper thing that's one in 10 years you're going to go, it's like newspapers. Why did I keep this? But right. She's right. Now you'll have a picture of it. A picture and the memory.
Mm-hmm. And we've actually done that.
Half of those like old movie tickets and everything, you find them 10 years later, you can't even read what's on them anymore.
Yeah.
Man, I got to drop some pictures of how well-preserved a lot of my ticket stubs are, because I'm on point with my stuff. I got to teach y'all how to preserve things.
Yeah, no, all my stuff is disintegrated in a box, and I had to get rid of it. I'm like, this isn't going to work. Nobody needs my ticket to the Cardinals game in 1997. We're good.
Who won that game, though?
Hell if I know.
I will say I am team paper for one thing and one thing only. Mm.
Oh? Explain.
Doctor's office.
Oh, come on. Why? My chart's the bomb. I love that I can get on my chart and see all my doctors, all my kids' stuff. It's all in one app. Really? You'd rather have a printout?
Well, no. For like where I work, we need to scan it into your chart because we don't see it because some of our patients are new patients.
So
that way we can scan in and have it in the chart. So that's the only reason why I'm team paper for that.
I love my chart. I'm sorry. I'll be digital all day with the medical stuff because I love that the second I get a test result, boom, it's in there before my doctor even calls me.
Lori just flipped the script on me.
Why?
Because I'm definitely digital when it comes to doctor's notes. When she said that, I was like, ew, no. It's much quicker, better to get it on the my chart. Whoa,
I go in and they print it out.
Not for like test results, but like because we have to do like we have to get authorization. So that way we need paper. But otherwise, like for me personally, I will.
Got it.
Noted.
Okay, now I understand.
Lori, appreciate that. Lori, have a great day. We appreciate you.
You guys have a better.
Bye.
Bye.
Now you know the next person is definitely going to be printing everything out. Let me just pull Lori down because you know he is.
Oh, guaranteed. I know who this. Yep.
Uh-huh.
You can tell everybody.
I print everything.
Go buy some ink so I can print everything out.
Ryan said, I'm out of ink. Who's going to give me more ink for the printer? Because we're struggling over here. Ryan,
you're dang right.
What is with you and the printers? We are digital now. I don't want a printed boarding pass. I don't want to print it anything. Give me it all digital, man.
Yeah, so that way when the system fails and it screws you over, I'm going to be like, yo. Hey, Allie, how's it chilling at the airport? Like, your phone update. I'm boarding my plane.
Like
I'm going to enjoy my vacation.
you sound like my dad, dude. Stop.
he is aging himself right now, bro. We don't got to tell everybody we're over 30.
I would gladly be a 30-year-old who acts like a 75-year-old any day of the week because I know I'm going to get to my destination before that phone loads or does whatever it needs to do when it fails.
I know. You're going to look down at your MapQuest directions. You print it out. And then you're going to look at the ticket. You also print it out. You're going to go on your way.
You're just like my wife. You roll up. You got 14 tickets on your phone. And you're trying to figure out which ticket you're going through.
So?
And I'm like, Dave, you would have printed those out Look at boom, boom. We threw the game in like 30 seconds.
Rude. If
Allie
you're
Ryan.
Yeah, what?
Y'all, listen, I just got one thing to say to the both of y'all.
What?
My phone needs to be charged. My MapQuest is solar-powered, baby. I got those all day.
You know what?
Exactly.
You guys are old. Goodbye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what do we got today?
Brad's beloved is struggling.
Brad's beloved. Oh,
Brad,
all right.
I just like the alliteration.
His BB.
So, yeah, Brad's B. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the problem?
Brad hit us up and said, my wife's a mess. What would you do? Said, good morning, Allie and
well,
DZ.
Depends on the reasons. Okay, so let's hear.
He said, I know this may be a little unconventional because it's normally the opposite, but my wife and I are a little at odds. So while we dated, we never quote-unquote lived together before getting married and fully moving in together. We'd always stay at each other's apartments or be away on trips. Fast forward now being married close to a year, the shine is definitely wearing off of that newlywed tag.
That's every relationship, my guy. But go on. It's not a married thing. Go on.
Said, for the couple years we dated, we never really saw each other's downside. For example, she didn't realize how often and how neurotic I am cleaning. Because she would always... because when she was around, I didn't. And I didn't realize how she didn't clean.
Yeah.
Because when I was around, she was always tidying.
Well, yeah, that's what we do when people come over. We clean up. Hello? You gotta live with somebody to find out.
But now, all caps, it's like she's a completely different person. Our bathroom, for one, is impossible to keep up with. Makeup, care products. Don't even get me started on the hair everywhere.
Buy her a bigger bathroom. What do you want?
Drain. Oh, my God. He said, I've unclogged the drain twice. My wife completely disagrees.
She's welcome to being a woman.
She says it's barely messy and it could be worse. I called Cap and now we're at a stalemate. She doesn't think it's bad, but I think it's horrible. What should I do here? Thanks for your time, Brad.
So they didn't live together before they got married? Is that what they just stayed at each other's houses and put on a show? And then they finally lived together. There's their first problem. Also, I'll die on that hill. Please, God, live together before you get married. Please, God.
I'll die
on that hill. I don't care. You can fight me all day.
Do you. But I do think living together helps you out a lot, bro.
Of course it does.
Antiquated to go, we've never lived together before marriage. And if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. They clearly did stay with each other, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they should have seen some of the writing on the wall. Unless there was too much of the opposite writing. You know what I'm saying? How when you're first dating, you pick up each other's styles.
Mm-hmm.
She was picking up that he was maybe a tidier person. So when he was around, she was tidying, she was upkeeping. But that's exhausting for somebody that doesn't clean all the time.
Yeah.
And he's a cleaner, so he doesn't think nothing of it.
It's also easier to clean other people's houses. I don't know why.
Yes.
I've dated guys and gone in their bathroom and went, this is disgusting. And I'll clean it before I'll clean my own children's bathroom, which looks just as bad. Because it bugs me, right? So it's like...
not worse,
It's somebody else's house that makes you annoyed sometimes. You're like, oh, but then you go home to your own. You're like, this is my house. I can do what I want. Who cares? I'll be dirty if I want to be dirty, right?
And now it's her house. You know, now it's his house. And they're at that crossroads of, we got to find our living balance.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying this is like an end all be all. I'm not going, oh, y'all got a divorce. Oh, my gosh. But you got to come to an agreement. What I do say, though, is my guy needs to approach this differently. He's trying to go about it his way. Go about it her way. Stop. It's gonna pain you, but stop.
He's never gonna survive that. You think?
Stop unclogging the drain. Stop grabbing the hair from it. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate yourself. You're gonna hate the situation for a little bit. But you got to be careful not to build no resentment. My advice here, straight up, wholeheartedly, is let it be. I'm focused on one thing at a time. Let's condense it to the bathroom. Let's start with the bathroom. Maybe the rest of the house isn't bad. And it is only the bathroom. Let the bathroom be. Let her create her mess. Stop cleaning up after her.
You know what's so funny about being in a relationship versus just having a roommate is on any other planet, if your roommate annoys you, you just move out and get a different one. But
maybe.
100%. Any friend I live with who annoys me, I would move out and get a different roommate. You can't do that once you're married. That's why I'm like, why did you go that far without living together? That's just crazy. Come on.
Now, if y'all got the option to get separate bathrooms, dude. That.
Or two sinks.
True.
That's
and I don't know their living situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking they're obviously sharing a bathroom.
My kids have one sink and I hear them fight all the time. Deal with it. They'll live.
I think he's got to go approach it a different way. What All he right. should do, my advice, go about it like this, big dog. Stop. Just completely stop. You're going to dislike it. It's going to go against every moral fiber you got inside of you, but just stop it. Let it be. When she's got to unclog that drain, she's going to realize that she got to chill.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear what everybody's going to say next. And I will pull up the text as well. You can text or call 414-533-1037. What should he do? He now lives with her and realizes she's a slob. He didn't pick that up because they only spent the night at each other's houses. I was trying to say that before. Mm.
They were cupcaking the whole time, and now they're living together and Jeez. Going, oh my gosh. Ooh, it was fake.
414-533-1037.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so we have an issue. Go ahead, recap it for everyone who missed the issue of the dirty girlfriend or dirty wife, whatever she is.
Brad's babe, man. Brad's babe is messy. No, his wife, they've been married for almost a year, I believe. Mm-hmm. They've been living together probably about that same amount of time. Never lived together before then, only stayed together. And they're now realizing, more Brad than his wife, she's messy. Bathroom's always a mess. Sink's always clogged. Toilet's always... No, I don't know about the toilet.
Listen to this text,
the drain
though.
Is bad.
Listen to this. I feel like this is relatable. Hey, Allie and DZ, I've been living with my fiance for 6 years. The first couple years, we both cleaned. But now that we have a baby, he's been lazy. The way Brad feels is normal. Heather should do what I do and just stop cleaning after her like I stopped cleaning up after my fiance. I'm a clean freak, but I'm not his mom. Oh,
that part.
Yeah.
And well, that's what I'm saying.
DZ, a lot of women feel that way. And I always tell them, stop enabling then. If you're constantly complaining about how your man doesn't clean or do things, stop doing it for him and watch. Maybe something will change.
Right.
I don't
Maybe
know what
he'll
else.
Do, like,
they
yeah,
do it because we try to control everything. We go, well, you don't do it right anyway, so let me redo it after you did it.
That part.
I get it.
That
I
part.
Get it, you know?
And that's demoralizing as an individual going, yeah. You want me to do things on your time and your way. Mm-hmm. How is that going to feed anybody's positivity? You feel me? Like, let her realize for herself. Stop doing it for her. You're coddling right now. Don't coddle, boy. Let her realize her own mistakes or she never will.
Camille's in Milwaukee. Camille, hey, girl. You sound like you're in a spaceship. Turn your radio down. Good morning.
My radio's off.
There we go.
Okay, babe.
Help
morning.
Us out. What would you do today in this situation? Camille?
Well, I live with one. not the clean freak, the dirty freak.
Got it. You the cleaner. Got it.
Go on.
Yes.
And
I just quit. I stopped cleaning. Mm, yeah. I stopped, doing everything around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just completely stopped.
Yeah. Because you were enabling it. Because you were enabling it by doing everything for him. That's like a child.
Yep.
That's like an adult. That's like anyone, period.
And how's that gone for you, Camille?
Yeah.
I completely stopped.
Good girl.
And I told him, limpia tu.
Clean. You better clean.
Preach.
Camille, that part. You can't help nobody realize that they got to do something. You
no.
can ask, yep. but you can't yep. force. Mm-hmm. You can yep. request, but you can't make.
Yeah.
And when those two fine lines get crossed, you hit a point where you go, all right, you're going to do it on your time, and I can't let it affect me no longer, because that's what we do. We expect it to be done on our time. We can't do that.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I just let him, like, realize, like, okay, so I live with a Puerto Rican man. He's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And his Puerto Rican man could be neat, but at the same time, you know, they just don't realize that they're doing it wrong.
That's all, Camille.
Sure.
That's all, man.
Sure.
If it makes you feel better, it's not just Puerto Rican men. It's all of them.
Then y'all be at our next.
We'll do it right. We won't have to be.
You mean do it y'all way?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, do it my way. No. It's not doing my way. It's just that he needed to realize that he was doing it wrong. And when I stopped, he was like, okay, what is going on here? So he found himself cleaning without even noticing that I... was trying to teach him a lesson.
You know what, Camille, this is similar to my friends who said they got so sick of her husband coming home and going, what's for dinner? And she's like, you tell me, finally one day.
Yep.
I came home from work just like you. What's for dinner?
Yep.
You tell me. You start to set the boundaries or like the expectations and you screw yourself later, you know, if you do it in the beginning.
Mouths, Closed mouths don't get fed, man. Yeah. And we go through relationships expecting certain things and never wanting to ask for them. If we ask for more,
I mean,
we receive more.
You don't have to fight. He doesn't have to fight with her or argue or make it a big deal, you know? Just stop what you're
doing.
I
like it. Camille said, just stop. That's
enough.
My advice.
Camille,
just
we
stop.
Love it. Thank you. And make that keep making that man clean. It'll make him a better man. That's what I heard.
Bye-bye.
That's what I read in a self-help book.
Bye, Camille.
Last but not least, oh boy, let me get Camille off the phone. You know who's on the phone, and I'm scared of what he's going to
say. So. No, don't. Oh, my.
Yep. Tony, mascot man in Racine. Lord help us.
I don't want to know.
I don't know. I don't know if Tony is going to be like a clean guy who just takes care of, you know, sees it as like a caretaking thing, or if she does everything. I have no idea.
I think he's a cleaner. If I had to throw a dart, I'd say he's the clean guy. But I don't know.
What you wrong.
He said denied.
Unless
denied.
It's my bike.
I'm not cleaner.
He
said no. Alright, Braden, you need to grow up. Leave these unmessy people alone, like myself. Anyway, the clutter that we leave, it isn't about us cleaning or doing what we have to do. It's because we don't have the space and we need some type of our own control.
Huh? Make sense.
It's organized. Yeah. It's organized clutter.
So, just like any other house,
you come home. And where does half the stuff out of your pockets go?
On the counter.
Next you know,
in a pile.
More things happen. Yep. Exactly. So that's organized clutter. But to other people, that's a mess.
It's mess.
So if he's complaining about his girl's makeup and hair, guess what? They have hair drains. They got plugs. You put that in the thing. Guess what? Problem solved. You ain't unplugging nothing.
True.
She needs a place to put her makeup and her hair straightener and all that. Guess what? Create storage. Create more space for her to be cluttered in her own way.
Get creative.
That's who she is.
I love this. Hold on. Tony's
being a
points.
Baby. Grow up.
You know what? I didn't think Tony would have it today for us, but he did. Wow, enough said.
I didn't see myself agreeing with Tony today, but respect, big dog.
You're approved to get married this summer. Congratulations, Tony. You're ready. As I am the pastor right now going, approved. Have a great wedding.
You passed the test.
We love you, Tony. Bye. Kiss FM. We've got tickets to see Usher at 7:45 before 8 o'clock, and I am so excited. I was just going through all of our Usher songs. I cannot.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide what to pick. I don't know how I haven't seen him in Vegas. I should have gone to the residency. The halftime show is going to be insane. Because I was going through the catalog, and I was like, I already knew Usher had 25 years worth of music, but Usher has 25 years worth of good music.
Good music. Not any music. Good music.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Wild to say, dog. That not many people can say that.
That show's going to be insane. So we've got those tickets coming up before 8 o'clock. DZ, I wanted to share something exciting with you for people like me who aren't married or aren't in a relationship, or maybe this, I guess if you're married, you could be excited about this. I found a solution
maybe.
If you want out of your relationship right in time for Valentine's Day. I'm here to help.
You got a solution?
Uh-huh.
You trying to help people break up?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, what's
I got
the word?
You. Pizza Hut, now delivering goodbye pies, which is a basically a broken heart pizza. It's a pizza in the shape of a heart, broken, and on the front, it says goodbye pie, and you can write their name on it, to whoever you want. So if I was, you know, it would be like breaking up with my guy, I'd put his name on, and then Pizza Hut will deliver the goodbye pie with a breakup message for Valentine's Day.
Whoa, you can customize the message?
Yeah. Now, it's only being offered in Chicago, New York, and like one other city, but I will call Chicago and ask them to Uber a pizza up if I need to. Because if somebody's
Ellie will go pick it up and deliver it herself if she got us.
If somebody's getting on my nerves that day, don't make me drive to Chicago for a goodbye pie. I will drive it right there's no one to give it to now, but you know what I'm saying.
Dog, hold on. There is a legitimate goodbye pie where they are breaking up for you.
Yeah.
By means of pizza.
Nobody likes to talk to people anymore anyway. No, we don't like to interact. We want everything. Leave us alone. Self-checkout. Don't talk to me. So why not? Why not just do the breakup? Take it a step lower than a text. A text is bad enough. Let's take it a step lower. This is a step lower than a text.
I thought it was a step up because you at least fed him one last time.
Yeah, like, and you're buying him something.
It's over, but here, I bought you this pizza to drown your sorrows.
If you're going to send him a goodbye pie, you might as well make it something they don't like anyway. Because if you're breaking up with someone right before Valentine's Day, they better be horrible. Like, there's no...
They better be bad.
Something they, must
You don't just break up out of convenience. You don't send them their favorite pizza. You got to throw anchovies and, like, I don't know, mushrooms on it or something.
Because if they're a good person, then you just wait until the holidays are over like everyone else. And then you break up in March.
I can't believe this is a real thing, fam.
A
goodbye pie.
A goodbye pie. Lord. And you can drive to Chicago and get one from Pizza Hut if you really want one. Unless they bring them to
pizza.
Milwaukee. It's a shape of a heart. And it's, like, split down the middle. And then on the front
I gotta see it. I gotta see it in person. I just don't want it to be mine.
Fair enough. Well, I'm sure somebody will piss me off this week, and I'll drive and get one just to show you, DZ.
I'll go with you. Honestly, we'll go pick it up together, fam.
Fantastic.
We can deliver it, too.
Ooh, let's get a bunch.
It's the break pizza.
We're gonna break up with the whole town pizza? If we feel like it. Don't get
For
us started.
You and me.
Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is one of those where we both got to work today and DZ goes, did you see the email? And I went, I saw the email, my guy.
Did you see the submission?
I saw the Am I the Jerk submission. Last night it came in, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And I went, woo, this is a good one. This comes from Eliza.
Eliza.
Yeah, she said, hey, Kiss, just call me Eliza. That's what my mom wanted to name me anyway, LOL.
Say less, Eliza.
You got it. She said, I never thought I would send an email in, but I just came across a high school friend posting a photo of their daughter as their cover photo. And when I went to click it, my jaw dropped. Clearly, it's not something that should be on social media. I've attached my post. After I hit send, I immediately thought, damn, should I have done that? I have not received a response yet. But should I have left it alone? Basically, she reached out and told this friend that the picture was inappropriate. She said, I know you can't show this picture on the airwaves or the radio, but you can slightly describe it, I guess. Inquiring minds, me, want to know. LOL. True. So, let's go back here. And see what she said here, because she sent us some screenshots and
attachments, right?
Mm-hmm, and she sent a screenshot of the picture that the friend's daughter had up, and then she wrote her a note that said, "Hey, beautiful. One, I'm so damn proud of you and following your journey. Two, your daughter is absolutely beautiful. But when I click the picture, it looks like she has her hand down her pants, and part of her undies are showing on the bottom right of the photo."
Mm.
Basically, it looks like the girl's in a dressing room and she was trying on something and took a picture. And she's kind of making like duck lips at the camera. You can see her underwear on the side, but it's almost like looking at a bikini bottom, in my opinion. You can't see much. You can only see the like where her underwear on her hip. You can't see
it
the front
no
or the back.
It looked no different than a bathing. It looked no different than a high-waisted bathing suit. Let's put it like that.
Thank you. That is exactly where I went when I saw it. So Eliza wants to know if she's the jerk because she found the picture so inappropriate of this friend's daughter. The friend is over 8. The daughter's over 18. She wanted that to be out there, but not much older. And she said, "Am I the jerk for telling my friend this picture's inappropriate of her daughter?"
Dog.
Okay.
She didn't approach it in a bad way. And it's not like she said, girl, you gotta take that down, right?
She didn't say that.
She didn't say any of that, but what she did still do was impose herself in somebody else's life. And that's where my like reservation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This child is arguably no longer a child. Regardless of how mature somebody might be at that age, they can do what they want. And as a parent, if you're supporting, they can do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You as an individual, though, and as a caring friend, can also do what you want.
I felt like it was a little judgy. I felt like it was a little, you know, your daughter's posting a racy pic. So what?
Did you notice this?
This is 2024. You can post what you want. Like, she's an adult. She's over 18, the daughter. And it looks like a bikini bottom on the side. You can't see the front or the back.
Quite frankly, you really can't tell. And I will be completely forefront to say, I had to overanalyze the image in the email to actually go, I see what
I had to go, wait, what? I took a look at the picture and I went, what's the problem? I went, you're
the
jumping.
The daughter's wearing... long sleeves.
A long sleeve shirt.
You really, you can't see any exposure. Arguably, let's say, imagine the human body, right? 100%. I'd say maybe 14.5% is exposed in the image. Maybe.
Well, the picture goes down to like mid-thigh, but even all that's covered. Like she's got her hands and something in front of her, so all you see is the side where it looks like either a bikini or underwear on her hip. That's all
you see.
She
looks like she's reaching in a bag.
Yeah,
honestly, looking at the picture, like it doesn't look anything crazy to me until you go, oh, you notice the itty bitty right corner of, oh, dang, she's clearly in a dressing
room. This is the problem with society and where our boundaries are with what's appropriate and what's not.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
a lot changed during COVID and with technology, and people are doing what they want online, and people have real jobs with OnlyFans accounts. You can do whatever you want anymore. People are much more sex positive. People are much more, you know, do your own thing and your own business. This did not strike me as something inappropriate. This struck me as a mom who was getting worked up and needed to not reach out. I say she's a jerk. This is where I think she's a jerk for messaging the friend and saying, this is an inappropriate picture of your adult daughter. I don't know.
It definitely comes from a parental place. And I think the intent behind it was meaningless, harmless, and actually protective. So I'm kind of leaning towards not the jerk, even though it's not her place. Because she didn't make anybody. She didn't say, you have to take it down. She just said, hey, you know, there's some weirdos out here, just so you know. I don't know what you feel, but this is what I'm thinking. And I was compelled to say something.
Yeah.
She didn't force it, but she forced it, right? Does that make sense?
I guess. I think she needs... It's not even... I'm just surprised.
You say she got to chew.
Yes, especially if it's an adult. It's not even a 15-year-old, and she's going, yo, did
no
you
longer
see this
minors.
Daughter?
That is true. That it's is like, true. They're no longer minors.
It's, if the mom is okay with her daughter posting that pic, then... It's
Why aren't you?
Yeah, it's none of your business. I honestly. 414-533-1037. That is the phone number. Now you can call or text. I'm curious where people are going to go with this because it's questionable. I just know.
To say the least.
Well, I know that how people are, right? We know how many people want to say, oh, you can't. There's like, we're all over
we're
the
judgmental.
Place. We're all over
we're
the
judgmental,
place.
We're judgmental, but we never want somebody to judge us. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of it as like, would I say something if I had this situation happen to me? I think so. I think I would also reach out and go, hey, did you notice this? Or did you peep that you got a little bit of that? Because like, sometimes you just don't notice it and you don't want it out in the world like
that. Right. All right. Well, I can't wait to talk to people and see what they say next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So to recap, Eliza saw a picture of her friend's daughter online, posted as a cover photo, and thought, that's a little too racy. The girl looks a little inappropriate. We described the picture. The girl's basically in a long sleeve shirt in a dressing room, and we can't tell if it's underwear or bikini bottom, but you can only see it from on the side of her hip.
You see the tiniest little bitty corner where you're like, is that?
Yeah,
is that?
And the girl's making a face at the camera, which is pretty normal
duck
in
face.
2024.
The duck lips.
Nothing really weird about that.
No.
Where are we going with this? She wants to know if she's the jerk for reaching out to her friend and saying, that picture of your daughter is inappropriate. And the daughter...
Adult daughter.
Adult daughter is over 18. We should mention that for sure. I'm going to start with David this morning in Maguanico. Hey, David.
Morning, David.
Hello, good morning.
All right, where are we going with this? Is Eliza a jerk for sending a message to her friend saying that picture's inappropriate?
Yeah, I'm going to go jerk for two reasons. One, it's not her kid. And two, she's over 18.
Right!
Like, if you look at a JCPenney catalog. It's worse than the JCPenney catalog.
Honestly, I mean, I can get on Amazon and find you pictures of women in lingerie if you want to get weird about it, dude. I mean, that's how we shop. I mean, come on.
But it's not somebody you know, nor their child.
Uh-uh.
Right? And hear me out. Though they're 18, at one point, months ago, they weren't. So the difference is months, maybe weeks or even days from being 18 and not 18.
It doesn't matter, though. Because you know what? If anybody who's a parent knows, if anybody tries to come up to you and tell you how to parent about anything, they're out of line. Stay in your lane. Every parent's like, don't tell me how to parent. You can give advice. You can make suggestions. But David, you hit it on the head right there with not your kid. Well, and she's an adult. It's not even the actual mom's problem because the kid's an adult. She can post whatever she wants, you know?
True. Technically, mom can't even do that.
like DZ said, 14% of her body is showing. Go to a Bucks game. You will see girls with more than 14% showing.
And they look great.
And they look great. And they're in public.
And they're in public.
And we wear crop
with
tops.
With their parents.
Welcome to fashion. That's what we wear. Let us live.
That
right?
part.
And
no,
I get
that part.
It. I get it, David. You're right. You can see more walking around and whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, David kicks it off, says, yeah, she's a jerk.
Triggered. All right, David. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye.
He said, yeah.
Hey, yo, bye. Ali.
Yeah, what's up?
He said, I said what I needed to say.
He said,
bye.
What?
But, bro, okay, so think about, what's her name? Mm-hmm. Bad Baby. Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Catch
Remember
Me Outside,
her?
Yeah.
She was underage for like the first 3 years of her fame, quote unquote.
True.
All of a sudden, she turned 18 and dropped an OnlyFans. Everybody that subscribed got called pedo.
Oh, because she had been younger.
Just turned 18, and everybody was like, I've been waiting. That's where I feel like Eliza is coming from, going, listen, there's those creepers out here that been waiting, and you don't want to put that out there like
that. Well, there
are. That's why I go.
There are, but guess what?
Yeah.
So what? Like, you think you can't control Groomers. The world. You can't control the
True.
Internet. You can't control an adult woman posting whatever she wants, and you sure as hell can't control the mother of the adult woman by sending a message and saying, you might not like it. It's not your place to tell her you don't like the picture.
But then as a friend, don't you feel like you should be comfortable telling your friends what you feel without feeling like they're going to get offended?
Not if you're being judgmental. No, not
Ooh-wee.
If it's... No, I don't know. Listen, we've got Heather in Shorewood. It's been a minute. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
All right. You can see
Morning.
It's a very hot topic today. The Am I the Jerk? David said she's a jerk for reaching out and saying something about the picture she deems inappropriate. What do you think?
I say jerk because... I mean, what David said, you could see worse there. The person's over 18, and you're not even seeing anything except maybe a little sliver of underwear.
Yeah.
How is that inappropriate?
It's
if you don't like it, don't look.
It made her uncomfortable because she knows the girl. I'm going to actually go down that route like you said and just stick to it. So she knows this person, so she's going, I can't see my friend's kid make a sexy face. Well, she's an adult now. Deal with it. What do you want?
You're picturing the 10-year-old you know.
Yeah.
You're picturing the 10-year-old, not the 18, 19-year-old. Yep.
All right, Heather. Thank you. Heather says jerk.
Ooh.
Bye.
I think it's going to be a clean sweep, but I could be wrong because I don't know which way Virginia and Racine is going. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
You gonna sweep?
I'm gonna go with everyone else. Absolutely the jerk. You can't control what other people do.
That part.
And that girl is an adult. What's her mom gonna do? Call her and say, hey, I know you're 18, but could you take this picture down?
Yeah, it's
everybody lives differently. You can't control other people. She's absolutely the jerk, friend or not.
Boom, that
friend
part.
Or friend or not.
Wow,
boom.
Clean sweep. I love it. Thank you so much, Virginia. You ended it
Thanks,
gracefully.
Guys.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Oh, my goodness. So it's a jerk. Reaching out was not the right decision, Eliza. Take it back. Unsend.
Plus, hey, it's a cover photo. You had to click into that. You can never see the whole cover photo without clicking in.
Absolutely. Usher tickets coming up next. Ugh. I can't control it, DZ. I'm getting all the feels.
What's wrong?
I'm so happy.
Oh, I know what's wrong.
So happy. That's good feels. Good feels. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Every day this week, we got Usher tickets, baby.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's right.
Everything's great because we're going to be giving these away, like I said, right here. Hold on, though. DZ, as I was looking through our catalog, you know, Usher has been doing his residency in Vegas. He's going to be on the halftime show this weekend.
Yep.
I knew he had a big catalog because I remember us being in high school together. Like, we go way back, me and Usher.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Y'all went to school together. That's right. Y'all went to prom together like Kobe
100%.
And
I get all the feels like when I hear Usher. And so I started going through his catalog and being like, I know he's got a lot of songs, but I didn't think it would be this hard to pick an Usher song, but he's got that many songs. I started playing around. I went, oh, I forgot about this one. Remember My Way?
Ooh.
Remember My Way?
Boy.
Yeah, remember that? Okay, so we're just getting started. Remember this one? How about this one? You Make Me Wanna?
Ooh. Oh,
you
come
make
on,
me
that,
wanna,
was a, that was like late 90s.
Leave the one I'm with. Yeah, this is when we were going to prom together, me and him. Yeah. Oh, you thought I was done? No, I'm not. And then it keeps going, and you have obviously more of the classics like You Got It Bad.
Oh.
Can you imagine? This is like a nightmare, me trying to pick an Usher song. I was in hell.
And this is cut, bro. You ain't even going to the club stuff yet.
Nope. Oh, sorry. Let's keep going. Because when I hear You Got It Bad, I also think of another famous Usher song. You remember this one, DZ? Or are you too young for this one? Nice and slow, baby.
I mean, I'm a little young, but don't mean I don't know nine.
I remember. 16. Really? In the back of the car.
I was four. I was also in the back of the car, but I was in the car seat.
I'm getting nostalgia because this weekend, the halftime show is going to be insane, is where I'm trying to go with this right now. It's going to be insane.
If they cut this man off at any point in time in his performance, it's because they literally don't have enough time for him to do all of his hits.
Without a doubt. This one made me angry when it came out, but I'll let it play. Confessions, part one.
Oh, well, yeah.
Obviously. And then part two made me more angry.
Part two, naturally.
We all know part two.
Part two, yeah.
We all know how to do that. And then, of course, there. I could just keep going. Burn.
Oh, man.
Imagine, I don't even know. What is he not going to do this weekend?
She's burning me.
What about my boo?
My boo. Is that one person?
Would you die if Alicia Keys came out? I would die.
Dog.
I would die.
Chill.
I can't. Oh, and man. I know people are getting mad because they want to hear all these songs and I keep starting and stopping them. So I apologize, but I have to pick one and we will play more throughout this week. I just want to remind you guys how good the show is going to be this weekend and how good it's going to be when you win tickets to Usher in Chicago. Okay. I'm sorry. I could do this all
just
day.
Just a little something. And hold on. Did you say you're going to have to remind people? You going to remind people?
Thank you for saying that, because you just helped me pick the song I want to play, which is You Remind Me.
I was going to say, I think you missed one.
414-533-1037. Let me open up these phone lines. Caller 30, you are going to see Usher in Chicago. This is the first pair of tickets we're giving away. You Remind Me. It's going to be such a good show. Get ready. Caller 30 is a winner. All right, Usher, we're giving away tickets every day this week at 7:45. You'll have another chance tomorrow, and then he's going to be doing the halftime show this weekend. I mean, hello. And I just can't
believe
what a catalog he has. I'm dying to see how many songs he actually does at the game this weekend, but let's go to the phones. Chelsea is calling in Burlington. Good morning, Chelsea.
Hi!
What are you calling for?
Why are you so excited?
What's up?
You guys, I'm just hoping you tell me that I won the ticket.
Oh,
that's what you was hoping for.
Oh, you're caller 29. You're caller 29.
Yikes.
I'm just kidding. You're going to see Usher.
Yeah! Woo!
That a girl.
Yes!
Do you understand how good this concert is going to be when you go see him in Chicago?
Seriously.
It's going to be insane.
I am so excited.
Girl.
I'm too poor for the Super Bowl, but this is my time.
This is your time. That's right, girl.
Woo!
Oh, we're so happy for you. You're going to see him at the United Center. He's going to be in Chicago. Two dates, October 28th and 29th. We're sending you and a friend. All right, Chelsea?
Yay! Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
So, Chelsea, did you hear me trying to play 25 Usher songs just there and trying to pick
one? Yes, and I sang along to everyone.
Yes,
well, there was a few that were pre my time that I didn't know. But
that's fair enough. And DZ feels the same way.
Don't mean we don't jam to him any less, though.
Usher and I came up together.
That's true.
We go way back, me and Usher.
But now, hey, Chelsea, what's your favorite Usher song, though?
Was it one I played?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I didn't even play that one. This one?
Club Usher.
This one?
She said booty shaking Usher.
All right, I'm playing it for you. Congrats, Chelsea. You're going to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, girl. We're going to get your info. Another chance tomorrow, 7:45.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Drake seems to react to this nude video leak of him.
Drake the snake.
Oh, I see what you did there.
But more like Drake and his snake.
I don't know who's been around Drake's snake lately. Camila Cabello and him were spotted hanging out around right before Christmas. I don't know what's going on with them. That was in Turks and Caicos, but they might have just both been on vacation in the same place. Let's be real. And somebody
celebrity
got a picture
stuff
of them on a boat. Come on. But now we've got this leak, and you're convinced he leaked it himself. For real? Is that what you think?
Someone that either knows him, if not him directly. because this feels like it's too inside of a job, man. This feels like too personal of a video. Just the setup, the fact that it's him by himself. And I accidentally watched this.
Well,
I'm
who
be
else
honest
would it be?
In,
are you saying it should have been him and a girl if or something?
No. No, I'm just thinking it looks like it was a purposeful video that he either sent to somebody and they leaked it, or he leaked it himself and went, well, good, ain't no such thing as bad publicity. You feel me?
Yeah, guys will send pretty much anything and think we want it, whether we do or not, don't.
I mean, I disagree with that statement, but I'm not going to take nothing away from you by saying that. You feel me?
Oh, well, then you haven't gotten the DMs and the pictures I've gotten. Of course you disagree with me. Come live in my life for a minute, and you'll see dudes have no shame and think we want to see it when we don't.
I don't want that life. No, thank you.
All the time. And it's like, how did you just jump from how are you to a D-pic? Like, how did we get there? What just happened? Like, guys are just dumb sometimes, you know?
I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of what it feels like. It felt like we came from seeing a whole lot of Drake just kind of doing his thing to all of a sudden he just dropped that in the chat and we went, hey, Drizzy, put down the glizzy.
And how did it never, you know, he probably sends these all the time, so why would it one have been leaked before? Like, why this one and not another one is where I go in my mind. I don't think it's the first time he sent someone a video like that. I'm going, why this one?
Touche.
Like, aren't there tons of women with these out there? I would assume tons of women. I'm not even trying to be funny. I would assume a lot of women have videos of Drake.
It feels like this is kind of like intentional. And let me break it to you like this.
Yeah.
One, it felt like it was made for the masses. You could see a little bit of his face, right? A lot of people will say, a lot of the bros will go, no face, no case. You could very clearly see that that's Drake. That was intentional in my book. I don't know whether he did it himself. I'm not speculating, or somebody in his camp, but that sounds like an inside job. No pun intended.
Fair enough. And I'm open to more inside jobs. Let's go, Drake. Keep it going, Drake. Just saying. 103.7 Kiss FM with Dua Lipa right there. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa.
Happy Wednesday.
I don't know what day it is.
It's 1 week from Valentine's Day.
Oops.
Hope you're ready, DZ. Hope you're ready.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's how many days? 4 days from the big game on Sunday where Usher, you know, Usher is going to be at the big game. I don't know if you heard.
I know. Oh, really? I had no clue.
That's why I'm watching.
I also didn't know we were giving tickets away all week.
Well, we sure are, because we announced Usher's coming to Chicago in October, the 28th and the 29th. We're hooking you up with tickets. Chelsea in Burlington won them this morning, and we'll do it again tomorrow around 7:45. So I'm excited about the Usher tickets. It took me all morning to pick a song to play. We had fun doing that, because his show this weekend, his catalog's insane. I can't wait to see what he picks.
His catalog is too big.
I can't wait to see.
Very few artists do I go, they're not going to be able to perform everything. Normally, I'm like, man, they're going to have to sing a couple songs twice.
25 years, 25 and then some. His first album 25. Was when he was like 16. You Make Me Wanna, all that stuff was, oh my gosh, so long ago. But anyway, coming up next, DZ looked me in the eye this morning and said, did you ever have this problem? And I said, I sure did, my guy.
Oh, as a parent? Yeah.
We're going to talk about the new problem he's got next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Let's talk about the problem, DZ, that you are now experiencing. I went through this when my kids were little, and then I went, bleep it.
And them kids.
I threw away a bunch of stuff, but I tried to do what you're doing. So let's share with the class the dilemma you and the wife are having now.
Well, you know, we got a 2-year-old and a newborn. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all know that, right? Our 2-year-old in daycare often does arts and crafts. And when those arts and crafts come home, us as parents have tried to
save everything.
Because, yeah, man.
Hello, cute.
And I'm not even saying we're saving everything, but I feel like we're adding things to the collection quickly. Mm-hmm. And he's only going to be making more and more and more. And and the art's going to get better and better. And he's going to get more, you know, more dexterity in his hands. And he's going to eventually be able to write his own name. And it's not only going to be handprints, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we find ourselves with too many things and not everything we're trying to keep. But we don't know how to decide what to keep and what to throw. I think my wife is better than me. I want to keep it all. I'm going to be honest with
you
right now.
She's a teacher. She can figure that out. There's so many things when they're little that I kept so much stupid stuff that I threw out later, because you do this thing where the stack gets bigger and bigger and you're like, I'm going to save it all. Yep. And then you get to a point, you go, this is ridiculous. Like, this doesn't even fit in a giant box. And this is garbage, because you are going to have things saved of them doing a finger painting at 2. And it looks like nothing. You don't remember what it's from. You don't know. You're like, wait, what? And that's mixed in with actually cool art. And you're you're gonna go, this stuff is stupid. Okay, we don't need we don't need the scribble on a paper when he was two. Nobody needs that. Nobody cares. And you're gonna get
but
there when he's older.
It.
Yeah, now you love it, and I respect that. It's adorable now. When he's six, remember this moment and go, remember that when I said I wanted every single piece, even with the scribble? I feel like you're gonna change your mind as he gets older.
The scribble's the development. Eventually, that scribble takes shape. And
how many of those you need, though?
I don't know.
You see what I mean?
I don't know how many of those
you need 17 of those? No, you don't. And that's what
I
want to
keep the best
with.
Of the best.
Oh, Lord.
And right now, all of it's the best because he's only doing so much.
He's doing the Mona Lisa? Yeah, like this guy is going to be a painter. He's two. Give him a second.
I don't know what he's going to do. You, realistically, but as a parent, I don't want to go, well, if I throw everything away, well, what if one day they want it? Because I remember paintings. I remember things I drew. I remember stuff I made for my parents when I was 5, 6 years old that I know is garbage, has been thrown away for years. I still remember that stuff. And low-key, I kind of wish I had it now to be able to show my child, go, look, this is what your dad painted when he was your age. Mm. Now look at your art. You know, to me, I'm a sentimentalist. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. You know this. I'm a sentimental cat. So when I go, when he's two, yeah, none of this stuff really matters. We think it's the most adorable thing. When he's six, when he's nine, when he's 12, all of these things are going to be now rudimentary, but are they still going to be meaningful? Because it's like, oh, at one point you didn't know what the hell you were doing, and that was adorable.
It's cute. I respect that you're saving everything. I think Sammy is a genius, so obviously we need to save it, because when he's really famous, we're going to be like, yo, look at the scribble at two. We knew then. We knew
cash
then.
Cash in on the next Basquiat, mm-hmm. baby.
But I also think some of it is just you being like, oh, I want that from my childhood, and I miss it, whereas... I mean, it's projection.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. No, I receive that. It's mm-hmm. me wanting to have had some of my stuff, so now I don't want to throw away
You're
this
overdoing,
stuff.
Overcompensating with him because you felt like you were deprived of that. So we overcompensate in all the areas we think our parents screwed us, right? We're like, I'm going to be a better parent in this way because they didn't do it right. And so we do all these things, but then and later in life, they're going to come back and go, yeah, but you screwed me up in other ways. So correcting all the things your parents did to you, they're thinking about all the other ways you're screwing them up, just for the record.
No, that's really valid, you know? And something I hadn't really considered in that framing, because I get it. I mm-hmm. see it, and I 100% agree. I do think it's part of my projection from me wanting to keep mm-hmm. the first shark I ever drew, and now going, wow, look at Sammy. He said it's a shark. We got to keep this forever.
Whereas Sammy would probably look at it and go, uh-huh. Just like he looked like uh-huh. any other person's painting, right? Because he's two.
Man, okay, he's two. He doesn't know what it is.
So wait, so you are currently saving every piece of artwork?
9 out of 10. Yeah, we've thrown stuff out, but it's the stuff that's like, okay, he clearly didn't make this.
Well,
he didn't cut out this perfect little Christmas tree. You feel me?
You have to digitalize some of this, and we're going to talk about it next. If you think that that's an option for you, or if you're going to remain being this old school guy who has to have every... Because we already talked about printing and digital this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, should DZ keep every piece of artwork? Is this kid going to... Is Sammy and Danny, are they going to care? 414-533-1037. And we got to talk about how you're going to save it next, because you have a creative idea that a lot of parents know about and a lot of parents don't. So you have to share that with them. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, DZ.
Hey, Allie.
All right. People are calling in like crazy about your problem. Or should I say not problem, just you're trying to figure out what to do with all of Sammy's artwork. You got a lot.
My question. Yeah.
Are you supposed to keep it? What's the plan? Amanda's in Milwaukee. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Got some advice for DZ on keeping all the artwork? Because I think he's going to regret it later.
Talk to me.
He definitely will, because I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and my 5-year-old is in kindergarten now, and she is bringing home everything. Mm-hmm. And my 8-year-old, I used to keep all of her stuff.
Same.
But it really gets to be too much.
It's obnoxious.
And so now, with some of the stuff that they're bringing home, I feel bad as a mom throwing anything away.
Same.
So my motto is, oh, you know what? I bet grandma would really like that one. And then smart. You kind of give the option to grandma and grandpa if they want to keep it or not. And then if they throw it away, they have to answer to the kids.
Amanda, you know what? You just triggered something in me. It's true. Owen came home the other day and he pulled this like paper thing out of his bag. And I go, what is that? And he goes, it's a snowflake I made. And it was on the wall. And I looked at him and he's 12. I go, do I need to keep it? Because I, again, if they
why'd
see
you bring this home?
If they see you throw something away, they throw a fit. That's another problem you're going to deal with.
Yep,
they're like, oh, you didn't like my artwork? You didn't like it? So you got to do it privately. You throw that stuff away when they're not looking. So I said,
well, and you have to hide it in the garbage too, because they are
the plates,
like really good at finding that stuff.
I do that with food as well. I hide everything from my kids. Don't worry. Trust me. If I eat a candy bar, like a keto candy bar, I hide it under. I'm like, because I don't want anybody asking me what I was eating. It's so
okay,
true.
I'm taking notes. Like, I'm taking notes.
McDonald's toys they bring home, too, you throw those in the garbage,
Amanda,
too.
We're letting out too much information. Kids might still be hearing this. Let's stop talking. It's too much.
True.
Bye, Amanda.
Thank you.
Janine's in Colgate, and Janine said she's got good advice for you because she's actually got grown kids, because you were worried about them growing up and not having their artwork, DZ.
Yeah. She's on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Janine, good morning.
Good morning. Wow. I have four adult children, 27, 25, 21, and 19. The older three now have their own permanent houses. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this summer they were going to be coming and taking all their stuff out of the attic.
Yep.
And this is going to give them the opportunity to go through and reminisce and have a good time and decide what to keep. Now, they're kind of minimalist, so I'm going to have to help them because I don't want them to throw everything out because I know their kids are going to want to see some of these things. Mm-hmm. But I remember when my oldest was in kindergarten, my husband was livid that I was throwing, well, my mother saved everything, and she had eight kids. I said, but back then they didn't generate the amount of paper.
Yeah.
Back then, true. No, that's
you know,
true.
You weren't bringing home five pieces of paper a day. So what I would do is I had a box for the year. I'd save the whole year's worth, and if it overflowed, then I'd go through and pick out, because you're going to find in 6 months you're going to get 15 shark pictures.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
That's you're the thing.
It all gets repetitive, and you have all, and then it becomes garbage because it's like, oh my gosh, this is just paper after paper after paper, and some of this is not. This is just scribble stuff.
I got a counter for that.
And I'm going to give them the chance then. You know, they're going to go through it. They're going to get the reminisce. They're going to get to decide, oh my God, I can't believe you saved that, Mom.
Right. Yeah. Get the secondhand embarrassment.
Janine says, let them just save it all and let them decide. You're going to be getting rid of stuff whether you like it or not, but at the end, let them decide. Is that your advice?
Save the most.
And pick a size you can live with for the year. If you think you're going to move every 5 years, you don't want to be moving 20 banker's boxes of papers. But if you think you're in a situation where you're not going to be moving, and you want to save, you know, a certain amount per year.
Janine, that's where everything's going to go in the trash if they ever move again. You're right. That's where it will happen. I didn't even think about that. All right, Janine.
But I clean houses out for living, and I see papers from 1972.
Wow.
And that's unrealistic.
In Wisconsin, this surprises me not at all, honestly. Like, come on. We're old school.
I like it. No, I like where Janine is going, dog. Appreciate you,
Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye. Katie's in Milwaukee. We haven't even talked about how you're gonna save it all, but what's up, DZ, before we get to Katie?
I was just going to say, man, Janine kind of made me realize and think that's back in the day. We used to come home with 5, 10, 15 pieces of paper. We're not doing that as kids or with our kids anymore. They don't get that many things, so I'm almost like holding on to the old school. Like, whenever you do bring home a paper, I want to keep it.
Yeah. No, it's very rare my kids come home with paper. It's all on their iPad. Right. If they have a school iPad, right? Because some kids don't. Right. It depends on what school district you're in. But Katie, good morning. What's your suggestion?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So I also want to counter. So my mom did save everything, and I had boxes and boxes of artwork from K-5 to, I think, when we start. Sixth grade officially kind of stops. And I a little bit resented it because it's like, Mom, this is so much stuff. Why did you save this? She's like, well, I was guilty in throwing it away. So now it's on you. You can choose if you want to throw it away now. And I'm like, I don't want the responsibility. I just wanted five pieces of art to be able to handle. But we didn't have as much. So I have a 5, 3, and 3-year-old. At this point, I have saved everything throughout the school year because they're in school now. And we put it in a Tupperware. And at the end of this, it's already full. Like, it's one of those
end of the school year, you have to clear it out because it's already full. Yep. I had to do that, too.
Well, we're saving it because at the end of the school year, I'm going to let them each pick out 10 pieces of their art that they feel is special and they feel is important. Because, honestly, I'm getting practice writing over. I'm getting all this other stuff that's like, you created a snake. It's just a piece of paper. Okay, so we're not going to save that.
Amen.
Amanda said, I'm going to get five more sharks in the next week, month.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to date myself a little bit. What my mom also did is we had caboodles, and I don't know if you know what a caboodle is.
Yeah.
But it's this big, colorful. I know, they don't do those anymore.
No.
I each have one for my kids.
Deezy's dying when you said caboodle. He heard caboodle and he lost it because he knows exactly what you're talking about. From the 90s.
Because they're awesome and colorful.
Yes.
And I found them on eBay. So each of my kids are going to have those. They'll put those timepieces of art, and at the end of, you know, their 18 years, they'll have all their other trinkets, their hair, their all that other little stuff that they save, that they will get a box when they get their own house like I did, and this would be something they can have memories with their kids, and they can, you know, reminisce.
Listen,
and we can do it
listen,
give
great.
Them that power.
Katie,
I like that. Give them the power.
Yeah, exactly. It's great whatever you said. I'm now Googling caboodles and thinking about where mine is at the house.
There's multiple different sizes. I have medicine caboodles. I have big version caboodles. I mean, we are caboodles.
I have a pink one with tools in it. With tools in it.
Yeah. But then they make bigger version ones that were colorful, and maybe those aren't caboodles, but they're like full-size tote ones that you could fit a body in.
Kind Listen, of, another mean. Topic for another day, but you had me a caboodle, Katie. That's
you
all
had
I
me
say.
At caboodles. I got one in the cart now, baby.
Yes, caboodles all day. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.